Part 2. How the Government Grew in a Nation Conceived in Liberty. Chapter 4. How Taxes and Tax Revolts Shaped American History. The struggle against taxes created and continues to shape American history. Before the American Revolution, citizens of the 13 British colonies lived in a Garden of Eden of low taxation. In 1750, Per Kahn, a Swedish botanist, wrote, "There is such an amount of good land yet uncultivated that a newly married man can, without difficulty, get a spot of ground where he may comfortably subsist with his wife and children. The taxes are very low, and he need not be under any concern on their account. The liberties he enjoys are so great that he considers himself a prince in his possessions." 30 years earlier, in 1720, an Irish immigrant wrote home, "Tell all the poor folk of your place that God has opened a door for their deliverance. All that a man works for is his own, and there are no revenue hounds to take it from us here. There is no one to take away your corn, your potatoes." Many of the original colonies were begun as tax havens. The 1629 Charter of Massachusetts Bay granted settlers a 7-year exemption from customs taxes on all trade to and from Britain and a 21-year exemption from all other taxes. In 1621, the Dutch government granted the Dutch West India Company an 8-year exemption from all trade duties between New Amsterdam, New York, and the mother country. Swedish settlers in Delaware were offered a 10-year tax exemption. Immigrants came to America, leaving high-tax nations to arrive in low-tax colonies. By 1714, British subjects in Great Britain were paying on a per capita basis 10 times as much in taxes as the average American in the 13 colonies. Low-tax Pennsylvania was founded by William Penn, the father of American religious liberty, who also notably refused the Pennsylvania General Assembly's kind offer to establish an import and export tax for his personal benefit. Taxation in the colonies consisted of property taxes, poll taxes on men over 18, excise taxes, and forced labor contributions of a few days a month to build roads and assume other public functions such as constable, assessor, or hog reeve, an officer charged with the prevention or appraising of damages by stray swine.